Good afternoon. This is Jasmine. How can I assist you?
Hi, Ms. Jasmine. I'm calling because I'm calling to find out information if you could help me.
Absolutely.
I'm a parent of two disabled children, and I would like to know if I can be paid to be their caregiver.
Absolutely. What county?
Delaware County, because a lot of
patients
don't take, that's the question, they don't take them, they're 15.
Right, that's, okay, so I'm going to tell you how you're going to work around that, okay? Because our agency only accepts participants over the age of 18. So what you want to do is you want to call their insurance. Tell them that both of your children are in need of home care services.
Okay.
And you need a list of providers that take adolescent health home care.
Okay.
Give me one. So you're going to let them know that they're in need of services and you need a provider list sent to you that takes children, adolescent care.
Okay, so I need a provider list sent to me for children, adolescent care.
Yeah, tell them that they need home care services. You're trying to be their caregiver and that you keep getting the runaround. You can't find an agency that accepts children.
Children, yes.
So if you go directly to their insurance, they have to provide you with that list.
Okay, well, thank you so much. Well, here's my other question. I hope you can help me. Well, I am a disabled person myself, and I collect Social Security disability. Now, getting paid to be their caregiver will affect
absolutely, because you want an income, and you told the state you're disabled. You got to be careful with that.
Well,
what you
about
do is
the
you want
grant?
No, that has nothing to do with that.
Oh,
you're
okay.
telling the state.
Mm-hmm,
you're telling the state, I'm disabled. I need help.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Now, if you pick on another job, right, and they give you to take care of both of your children, right, that's income.
Yes.
That's a job.
Okay.
You're no longer disabled.
Even though I'm doing it anyway, though,
No.
Oh, because I would be getting paid for
it, is what you're saying.
Okay.
So what you want to do is you want to call Social Security. Tell them my children are disabled. I'm going to apply for home care services. They might give me money to take care of them. How many hours a week can I work where it doesn't interfere with my disability compensation?
Okay, so find out how many hours a week I can work, but I have to call Social Security.
You have to call whoever it is that's funding your disability.
My,
Social Security.
Yes, you know who it is? It's the Railroad Board. It's Railroad. The Railroad Board. My Social Security comes through them.
Yeah, so call
them. So that's who I call. Okay.
Yep, call them. Call them and ask them, hey, I'm going to need to take on an extra position because I'm not making ends meet. My kids are going to, I'm going to get paid to take care of my kids. How many hours can I work legally before it affects my Social Security benefits or my
check? Okay. Thank you so much. But
absolutely.
You said, but first call the, I
your
forgot
insurance
that quick.
For your kids.
Yeah, the insurance.
Provider
okay.
List.
And tell them for the provider list. Thank you.
You got
hey,
it.
Miss, you've been so very helpful. You're the first person I was able to get through today. I've
Don't
been
worry.
On the phone for
God
hours.
Is great. God is
yes,
great. He's always
going
to direct
good.
You where you need to go. Okay? Good
yes,
luck with your
all
children.
The time. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Have a good day. Bye-bye.